Do you ever feel stuck, like you're living your life on autopilot? Are you ready to shift into high gear and reach the success you so richly deserve? Welcome to the Play Big Movement podcast. I am your host, Sharon Lecter, entrepreneur, business strategist, and best-selling author. Playing big is not about settling for good enough or being comfortable. It is about reaching your highest potential and achieving your greatest success. Join me in my Play Big movement as I interview top experts in business, money, and entrepreneurship, all ready to serve you and to help you play big, be number one in your field, live your legacy, and create maximum impact. Hi, everybody. Welcome to this segment of the Play Big Movement podcast with Sharon Lecter. And I'm excited to introduce you to a very special man today. Tom Matthews, I've had the opportunity to get to know him over the last year, and can't believe our paths hadn't crossed before this because we're both dedicated to financial empowerment. And me from an education perspective, and Tom takes education to the next level and provides the tools to help people take control of their lives. Tom, thank you for being with me today.
Well, thanks for having me, Sharon. It's great to be here.
Well, let me give you a little background on who Tom is. He's a senior executive vice chairman of the World Financial Group, hugely successful, large organization dedicated to helping people. He's also the founder and CEO of WealthWave, which is a portion of that company. I've had the honor to be invited to speak to them earlier this year, and just incredible, incredible. It's like 1,500 people of the same family. It's a very familial atmosphere. He's been in business for 39 years. He has thousands of people in over 450 offices around North America, and they have helped 3 million families and with their financial needs. And Tom just wrote a book, and it was called How Money Works, and it's already sold over 500,000 copies, and that's quite a feat in today's publishing world. So I'm just absolutely delighted to have you. Tom was one of the 7 co-founders of the World Financial Group over 30 years ago. And WealthWave, he started in 2012. And so he's continuing to do new things because the book came out in 2019. And he co-authored it with Steve Siebold, another incredible man. And I'm just thrilled to have you here, Tom. Thank you so much.
Well, thanks. It's quite an honor to be on here. You know, you're the person that kind of started this whole revolution. You know, if there was a history of this written, I think you'd be at the very beginning of it.
Well, that's a huge compliment coming from you. Thank you so much. Well, tell us a little bit about, you know, I want to talk about the early years. So I want you to talk a little bit about how you got into this industry. And then I want to talk about how incredibly important it is, especially with what's happening in the roaring 2020s. So talk a little bit about the early days of Tom and how you got started.
Well, sure. Well, I grew up in a household in Cincinnati, Ohio with my dad, who was a CPA, and his dad had been in the finance business. So we'd kind of been in the money business as a family. So I studied accounting in school. I also played in the band. So I grew up playing the trumpet and got a scholarship to college for music. And so I was kind of doing both things. But when I graduated, I got out and I realized that the accounting world was not the world I belonged in. The stacks of paper and just all the things that those incredible professionals do. They're one of the most trusted professionals, but just wasn't for me. So I was looking for something where I could do more for people. And I met a guy who was part of the beginnings of this company. And he told me what they had planned, that they were going to teach people how money works. And I thought, well, gosh, everybody knows how money works. But as it turns out, very few people actually know how money works. It's usually reserved for people of means or people that are wealthy or people that make a lot. But regular people like me, they don't really have any idea, and they didn't have the benefit of a great education or a family tradition. So I kind of decided to go into that. And to be honest with you, from the first day I did it, it became my life's work. I knew the second I started doing this, I'd be doing this forever. And of course, back in the early 80s, technology didn't allow us to have the reach like it does today. So as times evolved, I was able to just continue to learn and to grow and to have great mentors and coaches and teachers and then get some experience myself. And along the way, learn how to build a team of my own and become a leader myself. And then learn to innovate. You know, the biggest industry in the world is not known for innovation. The financial industry is kind of known for keeping things the way it used to be and making lots of money from that. And so so that became sort of my renegade side came out. And I decided that the financial literacy should really be for everyone. Just like reading literacy is for everyone, you should be able to know the basics of how money works. And so that led me to this career and to all the successes we've enjoyed as a team. And when you put all that together with these times, you know, you asked me to talk about 2020 a little bit. We weren't really ready for a pandemic or all these other things, but I think what we did is we were ready for the future. We were high tech, not just high touch. And we had published this book in December. So we already had hundreds of thousands of copies sent out to people to begin the process. And so even though they were forced to stay at home, that may have been a blessing and gave them a chance to read the book. And also, two things happened at once that were great for our business. The first is stock market volatility. And nobody wants their account to fluctuate. But when it does, it causes you to want to review your finances. So that helped, because that hadn't happened in 10 or 11 years. Then the second thing is, like market volatility rushes you to want to check out your finances, unemployment at an unprecedented level kind of makes people check out entrepreneurism a little more. So both sides of our business benefited from what on the outside world would look like something bad, but it actually became opportunity disguised as a crisis.
And you've also provided for the third piece of that, which obviously is not the positive side from a marketing perspective, but people were scared to death for their livelihoods and their lives because of the pandemic. So right. There was a huge increase in people seeking to get life insurance to take care of their families
There was, yes, yeah. That happened too. And so you put all that together, and we've had a record year this year. And I'm not really quite sure what exactly the reason is. I know we're working hard. I know we're trying to help lots of people. We've had our book on TV now 30 times, so that's not easy to do. And you know that we're not in charge of that. The national media has been asking for us, and so whether it be CBS or NBC or CNBC, we've been all over the place, and that helps to build the credibility and spread the word a little bit. And then you know the book is written so that a kid could understand it. It's very simple. It's kind of skinny. And it just begins the process of no matter where you find yourself with your knowledge about money or finances, you can read this book. And once you read this book, our goal is to make sure you don't make any big mistakes anymore when it comes to your finances.
Well, I was going to have my copy here, but I have it at our ranch because I left it there for the guests coming to the ranch to be able to look at it. So I was looking all over for it and realized I left it up there. But it is, you know, it is really an easy to understand. And just like you, Tom, you know, my early career, I trained as a CPA. So I was a CPA for several years, but I grew up in a household where we understood the power of assets. And I couldn't, when I got out in the real world, it's like, nobody understands this. You know, they just want to exchange time for money. Right. And it's really eye-opening. And of course, you and I both are hugely passionate about financial literacy, and we're still not teaching our kids about money in school. But I think the other thing I want to highlight about your company, and this interview is not a commercial for your company, but I do want to give you some accolades, because so many personal financial planners, they won't touch you if you don't have $500,000 to $1 million in investable assets. And your company, your organization is really out there to support anybody seeking to improve their finances, right?
We are. We don't really have minimums. So because of that, you know, the education is complimentary, and the access to the best products and services are something that we make available to everybody.
Yeah. And it's just the people that I've met through your organization are just stellar and really dedicated to helping other people. So I want to, you know, give you lots of accolades. So
tell me a little bit about
what you're doing related to, you're doing some education as well related to the book, right?
We are. We've actually developed a masterclass, and everybody kind of knows what that means. Somebody who knows something teaches it to somebody who wants to know something. And we took our book, even though it's only 125 pages, we broke it into two pieces. And so 2 1-hour classes, we can have one of our instructors, one of our educators, take somebody through the principles and then the action steps, the milestones to be able to get their finances in order. And at the end of the book, there's a discovery form that allows us to sort of like a GPS. You tell us where you are or where you want to go, we'll help you to build a plan to get there. And so that's all a process that we can do. We do for companies, we do for churches, really any kind of organization that we can put up a screen and have one of our people present. Of course, a lot of our guys are doing it using Zoom, like this technology today, which is also fascinating. You know, I think it's so cool that, you know, one of the other things that the pandemic brought that I think has been a positive is that everybody now is comfortable doing screen sharing. You know, 6 months ago, you still had to kind of coach somebody through it, and you always wondered if they would take it seriously. But now everybody's done it with everybody, and so it's pretty much a common thing now. So Zoom has gone from being a noun to a verb, and so we do that. That happens with our best words.
It truly has. It is. Yeah. It's amazing. Talking about being pushed out of our comfort zone in a really big way.
Right. It sure has. And so what that allows us to do is to visit with people without regard to geography. You know, so I was part of an event just a few days ago with one of our leaders in Denver, and they had 800 people who had read the book get onto a Zoom with Steve and I. We talked about financial literacy, kind of went through this. And then they had a continuation of it where they taught the masterclass. And this leader had different leaders on his team kind of take a piece and do it. And it was just really well done. And they, of course, had lots of new clients from it. Lots of families helped and served. And that's really what we're trying to do, is not just make you smarter about money, but make you do something smarter with your money.
Absolutely. And I want to talk about your family, because you have a beautiful daughter who's involved in the business with you. And and you have, as an organization within WealthWave, I think you have a huge percentage of women that are involved. So tell us a little bit about your initiative to support
women. We do. In the financial industry, you know, it's been kind of a boys' club all these years. And so it's traditionally been kind of, 5 to 10% women. And we did something that I don't think any of the firms done yet. We just opened our arms and said, you know, this is for everybody. It's not just for men. And so we've got roughly half of our business is done by women. And that includes both my daughters. I'll tell you a funny quick story about that. My oldest daughter was in college, and one of her math classes she was taking asked if anybody in the room knew about the Rule 72. And so she put up her hand and said, yeah, I know about it. He said, I've been teaching this class for 20 years, and you're only the second person who ever knew what that was. How'd you learn about it? She said, the kitchen table. And we just made that part of our family growing up, learning about money, being comfortable with money. And that's what I think is really missing from families is you know, lots of things are, but not knowing these things, these basic principles, but making it available to our kids. It actually drove both of them to end up in this business. I didn't even try to get them to do it. They both came to their own conclusion that they wanted to make this a family business and not just mine. And so I'm very, very proud of what they're doing, and great. It's great every day to work with them.
And now you have grandchildren, right?
We do. We have a little daughter, a granddaughter that's 1.5, and another one on the way.
That's fantastic. I always tell people the only reason to have kids is when you have grandkids.
That is the darn truth for sure.
Well, I'm so excited. So tell us what's in store. What's, you know, in the future for what you're doing, WealthWave and World Financial Group?
Well, our first goal is, as you know, we're trying to eradicate financial illiteracy. So that's a massive goal. I mean, there could be as many as 250 to 300 million people in this country that aren't really sure what to do when it comes to some pretty basic money decisions. So now how do we take a team of, we've got thousands, but how do we properly serve a market that big? And so that's really what we're trying to do. We're trying to expand our reach by being bigger and having more people with us. But we're also trying to make that message mainstream. So we're doing things to get it more into the media. We've got a great website that takes you through it all. And so you could read the book, you could go to the website and watch videos, you could see it on TV or read about it on a website or in an article. And the idea is that if we can just make this information readily available and have it be simple to where it's understandable, doesn't need to be translated like a foreign language, then we've got a real shot at maybe waking up in 10 years and having illiteracy be a thing of the past.
And I think you do, certainly with your book, you make it much more easy to understand. And so much about money is fear-based. So as we wrap this up, you're going to hang out with me for a little bit for our private Facebook group. We're going to dig a little deeper. But talk about the importance of mindset when it comes to people's financial health.
Well, we kind of tongue-in-cheek use the word sucker in our book. We say it's how money works. Stop being a sucker. And the idea is that you have a choice. You can think like average people. We call them suckers lovingly. We started calling them that, though, just so you know, because when you go to the bank, they give you a terrible return, but then they give you a lollipop. So they're trying to warn you, because you know with the brand of lollipop they use most of the time are dum-dums. So they try and warn you, but you don't pay attention. But you have a choice to think like wealthy people think, or to think like everybody thinks. And Steve Seibold has spent his whole life interviewing millionaires, self-made millionaires, successful people, written two best-selling books about how rich people think. And we think if you could combine a prosperity mindset with a basic financial knowledge and then access to the best products and services, you've got a chance to be as successful as you want to become with no limitations.
Absolutely. I couldn't agree with that more. And again, I want to thank you for the opportunity to come speak to your group. And
it was great. We loved having you.
Incredible group of people and really all dedicated and just joyful. It was joyful. It was, so many times I love speaking to all the groups I speak at, but sometimes they don't have the same feeling of intensity and joyfulness. And so I want to just applaud you because that's a reflection on your leadership. So,
well, we were so thankful to have a living legend like you be there. You know, it's very rare to find somebody that has been part of so many successful books and talks and really began this whole revolution that we're so thankful to be a part of.
Well, thank you, Tom. And I just, people that are interested, a website that you can send them to.
They can go to howmoneyworks.com.
Howmoneyworks.com. And make sure you get a copy of the book because you'll really enjoy. You won't be able to put it down. It's a fun, entertaining, it's like a graphic novel and four color. It's really a great book for yourself, your family, your kids, people that you care about. So Tom, you're going to hang out with me for a few more minutes. Thanks. And I thank you so much. And I just wish you the greatest continued
success. Thank you. And thanks for having me here today. It's been great.
You know, you're a testament to when you do well, you will do well. So thank you for all that you give back and your leadership is really inspiring. So
thank you.
And for all of you watching and listening, thank you so much for being here for this segment of the Play Big Movement podcast. And join the group, the private Facebook group, so we can continue learning and hearing from these incredible people that come and share their knowledge and wisdom with you. So have a great day, and until next time. Thank you for listening to this segment of the Play Big Movement podcast. Please subscribe to iTunes and leave us a review, as well as join us in other areas of social media, Twitter, Instagram, and LinkedIn at Sharon Lecter, and for Facebook, author Sharon Lecter. Thank you so much and have a fabulous day.